This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and I'm also on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, to the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren, here we go.
Hello, good morning.
All right. They're going to go inside real quick right now because it's 56 degrees and we have rain.
Wow.
And they don't want to stand out there and get wet.
Well, that's right. That's,
and we have a little wind, so they don't want to get windy and rainy and all that.
Well, that's understandable completely.
But yet they're going to go inside and continue with the hot toddies or whatever they're drinking, because I could see steam coming from some of the cups. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. LJ just sent us a message. We were kidding last hour about the cold temperatures up in Michigan. She says, yes, it's cold here in Michigan. And Marty the dog is not very happy. We're both looking forward to getting back down to Florida as soon as possible. That's great. That's great. Come on down, as they say, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Now, we know about the carbon tax that's coming, don't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We know that they've been trying to get this through every year for, God, ever since Barack Obama was around, right?
Yeah.
And we know that they've been trying to put it through either by executive order or by legislation or maybe by winning a lawsuit or something, right?
That's right, yep.
Now, everybody that's got a GPS system on their vehicle or their cell phone can be tracked, correct?
Well, sure, yeah. Your phones track you everywhere you go.
And that's exactly how they're going to track you to pay this, quote, carbon tax.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've seen a lot of different ideas floated of what are you going to do when supposedly people won't be using gas-powered cars to drive up and down the roads, because that's put into the gas tax already. You know, it's supposed to be to fix the roads, but the roads don't really get fixed all that much. But if everybody's driving an electric car that they charge up at their house and then go out and drive along the roads, the only way to do that is by a mileage tax.
Well, this reminds me of the trucks back in the day when we had to buy all these little plates in these states. For example, New York State had a little ton mileage tax, a tax plate, looked like a motorcycle plate, a little small plate that you put on your truck. and you had to have that. And every time you bought fuel, you'd have to show that, put that number down on your fuel ticket, or you would be charged the full tax rate for your tax, fuel tax at making your purchase. You follow me?
Yep. Yeah.
But that plate that you bought, you also had to report all the miles that you traveled in the state of New York individually. If you had one for Massachusetts or Indiana or Ohio or Florida or Portland, or I'm sorry, Portland, Oregon or Washington State or whatever, you had all these plates. And if you saw the old-time trucks and you saw 15 or 20 plates on the front on a bumper down below the regular truck license plate, that's what that was. We didn't have the fuel stickers on the side, the IFTA stickers, that one-size-fit-all deal. And it cost a fortune for these plates, and you had to keep meticulous records of the miles that you traveled in these states, because if you didn't, they would charge you the maximum amount of miles, even if you only went 100 miles in a state, and it was a state that was 500 miles long, let's say.
Wow. Well, I would expect that these days a lot of that is done through electronics or through other kinds of
satellite,
and or what we've seen toll roads go to now, these little tiny stickers that go on your windshield that have a little symbol on them.
You know, I've got two of them, and I don't know why, but I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, an Easy Pass and a Sun Pass.
Yeah. Yeah,
but, and I don't know why I had to buy the Easy Pass, but both of them work.
Yeah, well, but it used to be that you'd have this big sort of box thing that would have to beep at the little sensor and so forth. But in other words, what I'm getting at is that the ability to track movement is getting much easier. It's becoming much more folded in to our daily lives.
Well, yeah, and the trucks also use that for the scales. If you're legal on your weight, when you get weighed out on the road, that little thing will beep, and it'll beep a green light. That means you can go by the scale.
Right, so you don't have to stop again and get weighed then.
That's right.
Right. Well, but again, it seems like what the Democrats want to do, they keep saying things like, don't worry, we're not taxing anybody under $400,000. But they find ways of getting it into every other aspect of your life. And this is why it's ridiculous to hear that these things cost $0, but they'll find that money wherever they can.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and when we come back, you'll find out what I'm talking about. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. He was whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, and that was Dr. Spock doing that. You'll get a kick out of that ship from Sarasota. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Now remember, I do this a little different than what you see some other people doing it. I'm just going to tell you to go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the stuff they've got there, and it has a promo code on there that says the price is so-and-so and such with the promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Now, on the home page, you'll also see a boxed link that says Radio Listener Specials. Double-click on that. It'll take you to another page where you'll get at least 24, maybe 30 items, and you'll be able to get some tremendous savings there as well. Again, promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you don't want to do it online and you want to do it with a voice and a real person, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the website, MyPillow.com. The promo code CAPTAIN, the phone number 800-641-5459. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line. We're going to go over and take the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's James from Clearwater.
What's up?
About this bill that they just passed, less than half are just going to go to what we would call infrastructure.
$555 billion is going for infrastructure.
And the rest is basically a slush fund for
That's
the Democrat
right.
Party.
That's right.
And this is like the final stroke of the Curley effect on steroids. And I guess, Kyle, you can probably address that as much as anybody. But what really worries me is with that much money floating around, these guys that are voting for it or turncoats or whatever you want to call them.
13 GOP.
They have all kinds of money to go to. They'll get these no-show professorships where they can get on the board, faculty, and just slough off or have a foundation that they'll run and not have to do anything. Now, these guys are getting covered and being taken care of for this. And the amount of money that's even more on the doorstep, that much more temptation, that much more payoff available, it's I don't see how they cannot pass it. I'm not to be really bummed about it, but I'm looking reality in the face here. As long as they got the numbers, they can do what they want.
Right. Okay. Thank you. All right. Kyle, he makes some sense there, but here's the deal. In Washington, D.C., when you get to the big time, it's all about the money. Follow the money.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's about feathering your nest
yep.
at that point. And, Captain, I think as we were talking earlier about the down-ticket ballot wins and so forth, the American people, the parents, Republicans, Democrats, no matter what, everybody is starting to really sense this kind of thing happening, that it's no longer about the people, whether they are Democrats or Republicans, but it seems to be about so much more about the politicians and about the power, and that is distasteful to the American people, and that's why I think all of a sudden they're very, very nervous about holding on to their seats come 2022. And what James is talking about, of course, with all this extra money and this kind of thing, you know, they can throw their weight around pretty good, hoping to try to get more votes. But I think they're going to keep making bad decisions. They're going to keep, driving everything into the ground, and then people will say they had enough.
When I mention the word K Street to you, what's that mean?
Oh, that's a political lobbying and influence.
That's Lobby Row. That's where the lobbyists are on K Street.
Yeah.
And the fellows from K Street, the men and women from K Street, will make a little daily trip over there to the halls of Congress, to the offices in the Congressional Office Building, and they'll hit every office, and all they have to do is mention a sentence or two about whatever it is they're pushing that day, and hand the congressional representative a check for $500. That's a maximum every day. They can do that every day for as long as that person's in office.
Yes. Well, and that's inherently a broken system, but because what it does is it propels the kinds of issues that are only of special interest to powerful. That's right, to the powerful people.
And some people do that and say, okay, and some people say, go ahead, give me your money, but I'm going to do what's best for my constituents.
Yeah. Well, and that's a rare thing, it seems like, these days. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the sea change that at least given the circumstances right now, I understand things can change dramatically a year from now, but given how things are right now, you would think that there's a sea change coming that is going to be a big part and parcel of what the people across the highways and byways really want. At least that would be the best kind of outcome.
I agree. Now, there's a report that came out yesterday. President Biden left 14,000 U.S. residents behind in Afghanistan after he promised to get every American out. The majority of them were American contractors scattered all over Afghanistan.
Well, what we saw from Biden, along with his very weird responses, especially to people falling off airplanes at altitude, was simply that he wanted to make that speech, Captain. He wanted to make that speech on September the 11th. And come hell or high water, he was going to try to make that speech and try to claim a lot of credit for ending the war in Afghanistan. And they turned a blind eye. I think that's how history ultimately is going to judge the behavior of Biden through all this. It's egregious.
Yeah, very much so. And, of course, we know we still got people there. They're trying to get them out, and, of course, the Afghanis now, the Taliban now, are wanting bribes to give the paperwork to the contractors to get them out of Afghanistan right now.
Well, doesn't that kind of sound like they're hostages? To a great degree here. I mean, we knew that that's exactly where all this was going to go.
Yep.
And anybody, Captain, at the White House, they had to understand this. But they didn't do anything about it.
Now, we've got a court case going on in Kenosha County, and the Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schroeder paused during the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse to explain to the prosecution why the evidence they were presenting was irrelevant.
Well, that's right. Now, this had to do with evidence being introduced with a video that the prosecutor was saying he was trying to give the jury a sense of what the scene was like. The judge responded basically that that was hearsay. The prosecutor said he was trying to get in the idea of the state of mind of the defendant. And the judge said, well, if it's not for the truth of the matter asserted, said, then it's irrelevant. So he did put the kibosh on what the prosecutor was trying to do.
Now, hold on a minute. We got a developing situation in Houston. We've had 8 people dead, scores injured, following a crowd surge and stampede at the Astroworld Festival in Houston.
Well, that's what we're understanding at this point, of course. This is very, very disturbing, of course. We're going to get the details about this. We believe by the word, by what the name of this is, that this may be close to where the Astrodome is. The Astrodome's no longer in service, of course. And I don't know that Astroworld used to be right across from the Astrodome as a, like an amusement park, but I think that's been gone for many, many, many years. So we'll get more details about exactly what's happening there, and then we'll bring it to our listeners.
Yeah, something happened there that caused this this mass stampede. I'm calling it a stampede, but it was a surge of people that were uncontrollable. And obviously, when that happens, people get knocked down, falling over, and trampled, and that's probably how this happened.
Right. We understand about 2 dozen people were rushed to Houston hospitals. 11 of them had CPR in progress when they were transported. That's some of the latest that we're also picking up here. So this was some kind of festival going on, and that's when this stampede of people, the rush of people, happened. And, of course, when something like that does happen, you get a lot of people going in the same direction, especially if they're going towards a small entry point like a gate or something like that, where they're going to start to mix in very, very closely, and you have a press of people that can hurt a lot of people very, very, very quickly.
Yeah, by the way, more than 100 million people are not in the labor force right now for the 14th straight month. No job, not looking, don't care. Don't know whether or not they've retired, that's what their reason is, and they're going to live off retirement, or whether or not they're living off the government dole. The survey didn't say that. It just said that these people are no longer in the workforce.
Well, and then that goes into the numbers as well, but they've gone into the ether just like before, and then suddenly the numbers change, and it looks, quote-unquote, better, but it's not really.
All right, hold that thought, folks. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a $1 trillion package of road and other infrastructure projects after Democrats resolved a standoff between progressives and moderates. The House passed the measure 228 to 206, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. 13 Republicans, mostly moderates, supported the legislation, while 6 of the Democrats opposed it. Democrats postponed a second, even larger measure until later this month. Moderates had demanded a cost estimate of the $1.8 trillion measure. President Biden struck a deal with moderate and progressive Democrats on passing the infrastructure bill. They agreed to take a procedural step on the social spending package. He got assurances from moderates that they will back that bill later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit simplysafe.com today.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The persecution of Christians is now ramping up all over the world, including here in the United States, as well as Great Britain. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Brown's Coffee. Throughout history, Christians have supported God's plan for marriage between one woman and one man. That belief and custom has been a biblically based and mainstream lifestyle custom that implies no malice towards anyone. Unnatural sexual attractions and activities are described in God's Word as undesirable and unclean. Like any other sin, Christians believe that through Jesus Christ, people are saved from the ravages of all sin, including unnatural sexual activities. Through that belief, many LGBTQ practitioners have actually left the unnatural lifestyle. So now, LGBTQ leftist advocates are petitioning the British government to make it illegal for churches to share God's moral standards and deliverance from what the Word of God calls sinful and unclean activities. This, dear listener, is not so much about believing or not believing, but rather to be free or not to be free. To exercise our faith. The loss of one right will lead to the loss of all rights. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. You know something? Constitutional Grounds is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and a whole lot less acidic than most of the other brands. As a matter of fact, I got, let's see here. Let me try a little. Now, I make iced coffee, so that's what I'm drinking here right now. And it's Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many people are raving about. Now, you want the best. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com website, and make your purchase. Also, make sure to utilize the RE20 promo code to receive a 20% discount on your order. Remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. And I'll tell you what, that iced coffee I drink is always good, but this is This is phenomenal.
Well, that's great. Yeah, and that promo code's RE20, right?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, now let's go with more on what's going on here in Houston, Texas, because we have a situation where apparently they have an annual concert. Is that right?
That's right, Captain. It's called the Astroworld Festival. It's an annual music festival, and it's put on by the rapper named Travis Scott. It's held in Houston, Texas at NRG Park. Now, just as you were mentioning before the break, Astroworld used to be an amusement park, and it sat right across from at the Astrodome.
Yep.
Well, this is on the Astroworld grounds, and it's a yearly music festival that sells out literally in hours, if that, and there were approximately 50,000 people that were told were at this concert when they began to move towards the stage and begin to crush other people. So there was a crowd surge of some sort, and earlier in the day there was also some other kind of activity where people were trying to get into the area, so it has been quite unfortunately an evening where you've had 8 people that we know of have lost their lives, and at least 11 others have been taken to area hospitals, some with CPR in progress. They don't know what caused the crowd surge at this point, or exactly how the people got injured in terms of all the specifics. But we do know that whenever something like this happens, it reminds me, Captain, many years ago back in the late 1970s, there was the Who concert in Cincinnati, and they had what they called festival seating, where they don't have assigned tickets. There was a crowd crush as people rushed in, and there was many people that, I forget the exact number, but many people were trampled, they lost their lives, and it was a terrible tragedy.
Well, that's what sounds like happened here.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, we'll keep our eyes on it for the rest of the evening. Now, the market for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin is soaring right now, which is probably why the New York City mayor-elect Eric Adams wants to be paid that way for a while. The chance to get rich, of course, is the main selling point for investors, right?
That's right. Yeah, I've heard a lot about this Bitcoin stuff, and people do all kinds of stuff with it. And I've heard the other day about this idea called Bitcoin mining, and people set up computers to try to catch some kind of residuals off of transactions.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I don't think I want anything to do with it, because it's hard enough to keep a dollar in your pocket, but the way things are going, now you want to go playing around with Bitcoin? It costs a lot more money?
Well, exactly right. And certainly, I mean, that is the Wild West of the cryptocurrency issue right now is kind of in a Wild West state, I believe.
Yeah, we'll leave that to the people that want to play and got nothing better to do and lose money, because it's not all about making money. There's other ways. All right, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said that Joe Biden can't compel people to take the vaccine or test weekly for COVID-19. It is unconstitutional and illegal. And she's got a lawsuit going against the government to prove her point.
Well, exactly right. And we live in a country, Captain, where we have a court system where you can bring a suit, especially if the government says X, Y, and Z about what you need to do as this kind of order. So it'll be up to the court system to make that determination about the overreach. But that's because we have this system in place to do that. The Biden administration has shown before that they really don't go after the constitutionality necessarily. They just want to put out the order, and then, well, maybe it'll get struck down. We don't know, but this is what we're going to do anyway. I think the governor is correct. I don't think they have the constitutional right to do what they're doing. That's the overreach.
Now, it's fair to assume that the government is, in these times, the largest employer and new employer of people, correct?
Correct.
But I'll bet you didn't know the government just dropped 73,000 jobs in October.
That's very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Now, they dropped them, but they moved them somewhere else in the government.
Where did they move them to?
Apparently to social services and things to help the people out.
Interesting. Well,
and Internal Revenue too, by the way.
Fortunately, it looks like the spying on your bank account thing went down in flames, but who knows? Maybe that'll come back in the next in the next bill next week.
Oh, that that inflamed so many people. They were literally burning up the phone lines. Okay, Beijing is bristling after General Miley says that the U.S. forces absolutely have the capability to defend Taiwan.
Well, I'm not surprised that they'll bristle at that. Likewise, by the same token, they have warned Taiwan again about the islands that they're looking at perhaps go and take over and further exacerbate the problems between the mainland and Taiwan. And the mainland has made it very clear that there's going to be, quote, no mercy for those who are continuing to seek independence. Yeah.
And again, Joe Biden's bet that the economy would boost the Democrats has fallen flat on its face.
Well, it sure has. Of course it has. What Joe Biden could have done, Captain, just real briefly, what Joe Biden could have done...
Keep doing what Donald Trump did.
And, right, took the words right out of my mouth. Absolutely. And he could have claimed credit for it.
Yep.
You see, that's the smart political move to make, but he didn't do it because they're so opposed to what Donald Trump was doing because it was Trump or because it was good for America or both.
Yep. Now, do you know anybody that drives for Amazon?
I don't.
Amazon drivers will now get $60 million back in allegedly withheld tips.
Oh, wow. That's
when the Amazon bill was paid by credit card or whatnot, a tip was included, and the drivers never got it.
Wow, very interesting.
$60 million.
Well, you know, so many people, I'm sure, like me, they've seen the Amazon driver come up to their door. You know, if you might be outside, they come up to their door. They're always very nice, and we always tell them, be careful out there, because they do have a tough job. There's no doubt about it. Very stressful, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, perhaps they'll get something that's coming to them then.
Yeah, and the federal government has canceled a COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer's multi-million-dollar deal. That's pretty strange.
It is. It really is. We're looking at these vaccines, and so many people are, I think a lot of times they have more questions than answers. Generally speaking, I think the vaccines have performed pretty well, but we're going to find out what their longevity is.
Yeah.
That's where those boosters are going to come into question.
And finally, Governor Ron DeSantis is celebrating the fact that Florida now has, for the first time in history, more Republican registered voters than they do Democrats.
Well, that is really, that's a milestone.
You bet it is. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll let you know if anything's changed on the weather. Might have. Well, I'll let you know when I get back. But anyway, don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alana Miles, Black Velvet. That was, she was a one-hit wonder. You know that, Kyle?
Yes, yes. But I got to tell you, I mean, yeah.
That was a heck of a hit.
Yeah, music's like a heat wave, man. I love the lyrics in that song. And all these different elements. And I think if it was one beat faster or one beat slower per minute, wouldn't work. They got it exactly right, Captain. They dialed it in.
Yeah, and that bass guitarist was right there beside her, and he was dialing in, too.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Tell us what's going on out west.
Okay, folks, well, out west, for this weekend especially, we're going to be seeing more rain coming into the Pacific Northwest. This includes Seattle and Portland, down through the central coast of coast of Oregon, of course, Richard the Marine Territory, Northern California as well. We do have a freeze watch in Northern California tonight, though. That's going to be up near Eureka and down towards Ukiah and Clear Lake, so be careful of that. It looks like that's going to be affecting the 101, Interstate 101, but Highway 101. You've got also dense fog advisory in Southern California. This is going to reach out into San Diego, Orange, Riverside County, and then on up along the 101 up through Santa Barbara as well. We've been having that fog come in the last few nights, and so I think that might persist as well through the weekend at this time of the day, of course. Then Lake Wind Advisory up near Reno, so if you're coming across I-80, be careful of that. Other than that, we have a pretty quiet map right now, Captain, but again, watching that those new rainstorms coming up to the Pacific Northwest.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got some chilly temperatures up there in northern Michigan tonight. Certainly both sides of Lake Michigan, Green Bay to be included. Gale warning on the lake as well. Gale warning up in the upper peninsula up here, Lake Huron, Lake Superior, so be advised of that. And just barely cold temperatures in the north. Now, where it's really cold in the south tonight is the central part of Mississippi. If you're going through Jackson, Mississippi, north, south, east, west, you're going to be in a heavy freeze all the way across Mississippi in that portion of the country. Now, if you're in northern Alabama tonight, Birmingham north up to Tennessee, up to Nashville, there's a hard freeze up in there tonight over towards Knoxville, and then Knoxville east up I-81 towards the Virginia line, you've got a frost warning up in there. So Eric's going to have some frost on the pumpkin, and I think he told us yesterday he turned the heat on, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to leave the heat on a little bit longer there, Eric. And then down here in the Gulf of Mexico, down here by me, we've got a gale warning going on all day long. Matter of fact, right now it is 56 degrees and cloudy. Had a little rain a little bit earlier, but we're going to have some windy conditions during the course of the morning. Then the wind will let up and it'll turn out of the north, be a lower velocity is what we have been seeing here with the winds coming from the south whipping across here and the north and the east and all this other. We've had crosswind, side winds, upside down winds, but it's because of what's over in the East Coast. We have a system that is developing over on the East Coast, and we do have some substantial gale warnings for Jacksonville, Florida, all the way up to Savannah right now. Flooding through there, heavy flooding, erosion. We've also got windy conditions in the central part of South Carolina. If you're going up I-95, Florence in particular, and over there up almost all the way to, let's see here, to the Chesapeake Bay, you're going to have gale warning conditions there today, 40-mile-an-hour winds, as this system does whatever it's going to do and moves up the East Coast. But this kind of came on as one of those things. It's not tropical because, and it's not under circumstances, normal circumstances, 49-mile-an-hour wind has got you a tropical storm, right, Kyle?
That's right, yep.
Yeah, well, that's not what this is, so it's something totally different. All right, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And now we're going to go right to the telephone line and get a hold of Denise Simon. Okay, have you been keeping up on what's going on in Houston?
No.
We have got 8 people dead at at Astroworld at what was a festival by a rapper It's put on every year, and these people apparently were trampled in a crowd surge where the first responders on the scene said that they transported 11 people and doing CPR on all 11.
8 people. Travis Scott was performing, huh?
A rapper, yep. His annual festival at Astroworld. There used to be an amusement park there called Astroworld, but this was just the Astroworld Festival, they called it.
NRG Park. I don't know what that is. Of course, it's been a long time since I've lived in Houston.
It's a like a city park with a some sort of thing where right there where the old Astrodome was and where this other place was, this Astroworld amusement park. They made it into a park. So it's a tragic situation, but I've been watching it ever since we found out about it about an hour and a half ago or so.
Yeah, I see that.
Yep.
About an hour ago.
Very unfortunate. So I don't know what to say except for, you know, I would call this a stampede of some sort.
Well, yeah, crushed. I mean, they were just crushed.
Correct. And they've got well over 24 people that have been injured seriously, all transported to the hospital. We'll just have to wait and see what else transpires or if something else comes in during the show. But as it stands right now, that's where we're at. Now, what you and I are going to be talking about, of course, is what happened in D.C. last night. We're going to get that started when we get going here because we had 13 Republicans, and I know you know who they were, that crossed the line. And I got them by states here, so I'm going to do it that way, and you can do it by name-wise, I guess. So hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. If you want to opine or chime in, Kathy's going to give you the phone number here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.